Well, all this week, we are partnering with the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development to bring you the on-air job fair. As our community continues to safely reopen, we want to help connect local businesses with talented individuals who are ready and looking to get back to work. All week long, tune in to hear about the great local businesses that are looking to expand their staffs. We'll have a bunch of great conversations over the course of the week at this time. And today, we are going to kick off the job fair by chatting with Dwight Bassett from the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development Department to begin the process of showcasing all these great businesses in our area that are hiring. Dwight, thank you so much for being with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. So thank you again for helping us get the word out on behalf of local businesses. I know we're going to be able to talk to you a few this week, but I know there are a ton out there.
Absolutely. We're really excited to be a part of this. We think it's really important as we begin our recovery, and hopefully we can tell people about opportunities for employment.
And we were making plans for this over the course of the last couple of weeks, and then all of a sudden on Friday, we get the announcement from the governor that mask mandates are lifted, social distancing requirements, and capacity limits are pretty much done, with a couple of mask exceptions. So what does that mean for our area in economic development in the foreseeable future?
So I hope it means that we begin to ramp back up to what we'll consider a new normal, whatever that looks like. I think there are a lot of things that we'll take with us forward from that we've learned from the pandemic, and hopefully we'll be a better community and more sustainable community in the future. But we're really excited because we know there are a lot of businesses out there that have struggled, and we're anxious for them to no longer be struggling. We have a recovery plan, and hopefully between the reopening and the efforts we'll be putting into it, we'll see a more vivacious community than we've seen in many, many years.
What are some of the things that you want to keep that we, like all the changes that we've had in the last year, what are some of the things that you want to preserve moving forward?
So I think flexibility in work is pretty important for those of us who can.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I feel like it's a lot more intense than I would have ever dreamed it would be. But I also think there's some social behaviors that you begin to think about, that everybody's air affects each other, and we should think about that. And it's sort of a social consciousness that's not a bad thing for us. But also how important our small business community is for Chapel Hill, and how we need to support them is critically important. And I think that we've learned a lot of lessons that maybe in the future we'd be better prepared if we ever faced another pandemic. But again, this is one in every 100 years event, and hopefully we don't face it again in our lifetime.
I'm speaking with Dwight Bassett, Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open2.biz is the website, right? And that's the number 2 there, open2.biz. Talking about economic development and the future of it in Chapel Hill as we move out of the pandemic slowly but surely. Also kicking off the on-air job fairs. I know a lot of businesses out there are looking to hire, and a lot of people out there are looking to get back to work. So thinking about the recovery process, we're already kind of in it, and we're already starting to see some trends. What are the trends that you're seeing, positive and negative?
So I'll start with one that was top of my mind this morning. There's an economic reallocation of people's desire to work. In other words, you know, a lot of people have blamed it on unemployment benefits, but you know, when you read deeper into that trend, it's people thinking differently about their jobs in the future. Some not wanting to be in public service at restaurants and other things, and looking for warehouse and other jobs instead. We have a really low unemployment rate, so as we have job openings, it makes it even more difficult because there's not a tremendous number of people to fill those jobs. It's not like, you know, we're at 3%, which is incredibly low. And so, you know, if you're looking for people to employ, you've got to work harder and think differently about how you approach that job. So I think that's kind of awakening. We didn't see this coming with employees wanting to think differently. So, but hopefully we can offer broader and better paying jobs in the future so that people are more motivated to stay in Chapel Hill and work, whether it's for local businesses or for startups or whatever else that we might have. And we think it's a pretty exciting future.
And that's certainly the case when you've got a seller's market, as you do in the labor market.
Absolutely.
Right now, the buyer has to offer more. Are you seeing employers offering more now?
They're doing their very best, but I mean, you know, there's a economic reality, because if you've got to have 15 servers and You can't offer everybody, you know, a higher wage at the same time while you're still struggling to come out of a pandemic. And hopefully we can play a role in that. We're going to be doing some workforce training in the next year. We're going to be offering some incentives and things that hopefully will help businesses continue to rethink their operations. And hopefully it'll make it a little bit easier in the future.
What are some resources out there for employers, for businesses that are looking to hire?
So there's a county grant program, and we've asked for a tremendous allocation from the American Rescue Plan for our recovery planning, and we hope to have an announcement within a few weeks on those grants. We'll be looking at minority and micro grants. We'll be looking at entrepreneur grants and small business grants. We're also going to have a small opportunity fund to help create creative ventures. So if somebody wanted to do something that's kind of crazy but offers opportunity for minority and women who want to go into business, that we can create those ventures. And we're also going to be putting a good bit of money into marketing, because we want to make sure that the story of Chapel Hill is getting out to the region and people know what a great place we are.
And I know that there's a plan in the works called Revive. I don't know how much of that goes into the Revive plan, but tell us more about that.
So we started last year, started talking last May to town manager Maurice Jones about the fact that I felt, even beyond the Orange County recovery plan, that the town needed its own so that we were better prepared. Ours is a little bit deeper and has a lot of some very specific goals. It focuses on three areas: job creation, placemaking, and training people. And so we think those are all important. Every bit of our work in the coming year will be related to that, but it's too big a plan for just the town of Chapel Hill. We're going to be partnering with the Chamber of Commerce and the Downtown Partnership and SPTDC and anyone else we can to implement that plan, because it's so important that we make sure we come out of this and we're stronger in 22 than we were in 19.
I get job creation and job training. Say more about placemaking, because I like that that's a key component too.
It's kind of interesting. Placemaking has become a more and more critical component of economic development nationally in the last few years. It's about the belief that, I mean, even from a standpoint, I spoke at a conference a couple of months back about what's the future of work. And one of the things that came out of that research was the fact that where the building is physically located, the place around it, and the amenities play as much of a role about a worker's desire to return there as does just the job itself. And so we want to make sure we're playing a role in making sure we're creating a great place. As I was driving in, I got here really early this morning by accident. I was just trying to be on time. And I was driving down the front of University Place, and I remember 15 years ago what a blank wall this entire facade was. Mm-hmm. And we see the role that Place is playing right here at University Place, and it's important that we make sure all areas of our town have that kind of inviting presence so people want to be there, whether it's for shopping, dining, or just going to the office, that they can enjoy that. And so we think it's a pretty important component of our future work.
And that might entail making it look very different. I know we're talking about University Place, and I know there's so many people lamenting the fact that, oh, you walk up and down the hallway inside and all these empty facades. But yeah, the outside is looking fantastic and all the businesses are doing great.
Absolutely. And as this redevelops, you know, they're in their final concepts with council, and hopefully it'll get approved, and they'll be demolishing the old Southern Season, creating new stores across that end of the center, and then creating additional mixed-use opportunities here. And we think that the place that they will create here will make this a more vital component of our community.
And have businesses that are looking to offer jobs to people out there. So we're speaking with Dwight Bassett, Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, kicking off the on-air job fair, which is going to run all this week. Anything else that folks ought to know about the recovery or jobs that are out there, or economic development in general?
We're here to be their partner. We want to make sure that everyone thrives to the best of our ability in Chapel Hill. Surviving is one thing, and that's what it feels like we've done for the last 12 months, but we want to make sure coming out of this that as a community, we're doing our best to thrive.
And again, the on-air job fair is going to be all week long, presented in partnership with the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development. Get more info about all of the businesses that will be featuring throughout the week, plus what they've got open for people looking to be hired, online at chapelboro.com/job fair. Dwight Bassett, Chapel Hill Economic Development, thank you so much, as always, for being with us.
Thank you.